You're listening to Another News on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage, bringing you news, views, and music from youth perspective, the news we care about straight from our mouths. Another News is a production of Alaska Teen Media Institute. I'm your host, Denovic Fronteras. Here's Quinn White with the news.
This week, over 70 teenagers from around the state gathered at the Cook Inlet Regional Corporation in Midtown Anchorage for the Color of Justice program. The students that attended got to speak with successful attorneys and judges about their careers in law, as well as meet with law school admissions officers and play games to learn about the legal system. The program was founded by the National Association of Women Judges to promote diversity in the field. Job applications for the Anchorage School District Superintendent are due in less than 3 weeks. Although the school board announced last fall that they would be replacing the current superintendent, Ed Graff, he will be staying in his position until June to help with the transition, before transferring to his new job through the district. The search will continue until March 14th, and the board hopes to have a new superintendent picked out by the end of April. Earlier this week, Senate Bill 89 passed 11-7 in the Alaska legislature. The bill's main goals are to prevent abortion providers such as Planned Parenthood from contracting with schools and require parental permission from kindergarten through 12th grade students to attend sexual education classes. Senator Mike Dunleavy, who is promoting the bill, said, "We feel that parents must be guaranteed of their rights to be able to guide the upbringing and teaching of their children. According to legislation rules, the bill will be reconsidered Monday. King Career Center students will be extending their services to the public. KCC Unique List will be a place for people to find out what services are available through kccbiz.org. Some of these services include cosmetology, carpentry, computer information technology, and work readiness. Updates are going to be posted on kccbiz.org as they are available.
You just heard an awesome report from Quinn. You're listening to Another News on KNBA 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Denovic. The project at King Career Center is something I'm working on as part of my business and an entrepreneur class. Alaskans should be able to see project results by the end of the semester. So let's get this show going. We have stories from youth are involved with Alaska Youth and Environmental Action, a story about a musician and some original music by ATME's Connor Crowley. We'll start with our DJ Q-Tip.
First off, today we have Half Mast by Empire of the Sun, followed by Light Tunnels by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, featuring Mike Slapp.
About night the skies turn purple and past lives and light tunnels in the back of a town car, staring at myself in a tux, maneuvering through the people out front. Police barricade, orange cones, and we're stuck 20 minutes late, and my manager blowing me up. Security guard in the garage at the entrance. We roll down the window and show him our credential. Terrell flashed the pass and he lets us continue. Metal detectors, phone losing reception. I should be grateful this my 9 to 5. I walk into the green room, alright. I get on YouTube trying to learn how to tie my tie. But I wear the bolo tonight, nah. I probably shouldn't have done the drugs I done a couple of days ago. Detox, son. I forgot my belt at the hotel. Now my team all scrambling to help. This sucks, I need something to cope. Ain't nothing to cope. I eat a banana and I drink a cup of throat coat. I wish I had the homies with me here, but no, most of the artists that I know don't get invited to this show. Because success to the term. I let them in. Hair and makeup now, red carpet and tan. She covers up my freckles, concealer on my chin. I look orange, but she swears that it's natural with my skin. The show is starting, they take me to my seat. Walk in the arena, feel the ego of elites. Like the whole industry is staring at me. A roll away from Taylor, two away from J&B. Opens up, host walks out. We stand in unison and applaud real loud. I watch the other people that have been around for a while. Just excited I got invited, feeling cool in the crowd. Thinking such and such is bold. Look at such and such as gold. Dance such and such in real life looks really f***ing old. Such and such is fine, she's with such and such. Oh, I'm here but I'm barely even watching the show. Cause tonight we toast to our accomplishments. Insecurity dressed up as confidence. I said, tonight we toast to our accomplishments. Insecurity dressed up as confidence. And award is given out. Commercial, we set the scene. They keep saying coming up soon as the bees. Watch celebrities take selfies with celebrities. It feels so make believe. They want the gossip, they want the drama. They want Britney Spears to make out with Madonna. They want Kanye to rant and to go on longer, cause that equates to more dollars. They want talking topics, they want trending topics. They want outfits to be outlandish. They want sideways glances, beef and problems. They want nipple slips, cause they live for clicks. This is economics, so we Botox our skin and we smile for the camera. Might as well get a new nose while we're at it. This is America, insecurities are fabric. And we wear it and we rename it fashion. I look to my right, there's a cameraman snapping. Picture after sister of the line of Kardashians. Mind so distracted, realize there's an ovation and everyone's clapping. Cameras on you, gotta remember to still clap if I lose. I see myself on the screen, split into 5 different artists on TV. Just look normal, don't get turned into a meme. Relax, breathe.
And the award goes to Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Me. There's a stranger holding my award. I give her an awkward hug, she says it's yours. Think I'm supposed to kiss her on the cheek? Man, I should have prepared an acceptance speech. Do I talk first? Is it Ryan? Is it me? I'll take the lead, grab the mic, say my piece. Do I look at camera 1? Do I look at camera 3? I promise, I'm honored. I like to thank God, my mama and father. I like to thank Trisha, the mother of my daughter. I couldn't have done it without you all in my corner. Especially the fans, been here since the beginning. Supported the music, allowed us to be independent. And I know I shouldn't be long-winded. Wait, hold up, don't play the music, let me finish. This feels so narcissistic, dressed as a celebration to conceal it's a business. Me, 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 my image, my songs, my self-interest. One big reality show that is scripted, and I could keep trying or get out the competition. I'd rather run out of my 15 minutes than have light pass me by and I forget to live it. But that doesn't mean retirement. But I don't like who I am in this environment. I forgot what this art's for. I didn't get through freshman year to drop out as a sophomore. Here I am in this arena, yeah, I'm scared. I got the people's attention, don't wanna lose it here. Thinking about my career, miserable here, but wanna make sure I'm invited next year to the same damn party. Celebrities and aisles, same blank stares, same fake smiles, same big budget production. I know now who I am when the lights go out and it falls down and the curtain closes. Nobody notices. Wanted to throw up the rock, wanted to be Hova, wanted to be Wayne with the accent from the Noya. Thought I'd feel better when the awards show was over, but I guess I showed up late. Almost got cut off when they closed the gate, just in time. What will I say? Time to explain this unruly mess I made. Ay. I guess I showed up late. Almost got cut off when they closed the gate, just in time. What will I say? Time to explain this unruly mess I've made.
You just heard Light Tunnels by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis featuring Mike Slapp. And before that was Half Mast by Empire of the Sun. And now we have Sleep Paralysis by Bad Sons. This is Alaska Teen Media's In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. Paralysis by Bad Sons, and I'll be back in a bit with more music.
Thanks, Q-Tip. You're listening to In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. Our show is a production of Alaska Teen Media Institute. I'm your host, Denevic Fronteris. A couple of youth who attended the Alaska Forum on the Environment earlier this month recorded stories about why they think it's important to pay attention to what's going on Mother Earth. Here's Kirsten's story.
Hi, my name is Kirsten Kelly. I'm 15 years old, and I'm from Palmer. In the February of 2000, I was born, a month early. This would plague me with many health issues that will continue with me for the rest of my life. One of them is asthma, a condition I've lived with my whole life. Asthma causes me to have shortness of breath much quicker than others. In order to breathe well, I have to take 3 different medicines every day. When I'm exposed to smog or high amounts of smoke, an attack is triggered. The only thing I can compare the feeling to is a fish out of water. My lungs start closing up, and I struggle to breathe. When I was younger, none of my friends or classmates really knew what it was or had even heard of it. Nowadays, everyone's heard of it, and most people have friends or family with it. It's often caused by pollution in the air, and kids are most affected. And it's an issue that's going to keep increasing if air pollution isn't stopped. I realized this a few years ago, and it's one of the many things that made me want to save our environment and our futures. I grew up facing problems every day with asthma, and it makes sense to continue facing and fixing problems on a larger scale. Just over a year ago, I was scrolling through my Facebook and stumbled across a post. A friend had shared it. It was a recruitment post inviting teens that care about our environment to apply for AA's trip to Juneau, a trip to raise awareness of how climate change is affecting us and speak with our legislature. So I took a leap, having no clue this would become a big part of my life, and applied. Out of pure luck, I was accepted. And at that summit, my eyes were opened and I realized something, that regardless of where you've come from and what challenges that you've encountered in life, your voice can be heard, and us, the youth, will make a change.
Thanks to Kirsten from Alaska Youth from Environmental Action for sharing that story. I'm Denovic, and you're listening to In Other News. Now, we have a story told by Kaylin, who has also recorded her story at the Alaska Forum on the Environment earlier this month.
Hello, my name is Kaylin. I'm a Inupiaq and from Kotzebue. When I was younger, I moved to Kotzebue. My Anna told my family that she was going to college to be a better role model and to show the family that you're not too old to learn some more and improve yourself. So we watched her house while she went to college, and I went and we lived on Kuguk-Talgeruk Shore Avenue, which is right up on Kotzebue Sound. And I could, in the summer, I could just run across the road and be right on the beach. I could skip rocks, play in the water, and fish. And then in the winter, my mom would tell me, "Kaylin, you have to do your homework." So I would sit at the table, and which is right next to the window, and I could look out and see seals on the ice. Then my Anna finished college, and we moved back to Anchorage. And a couple years later, we flew back to Kotzebue for my uncle's funeral, and we were doing a little remembrance, and we were driving around, and we stopped at his house, which is also on Shore Avenue, and did a prayer. But what was different was there was a seawall, and the road was paved, and there was lampposts put up, and it really changed everything. A seawall, what it does is to keep the water from eroding more, and because Kotzebue is on the spit, and it's really close to the water, and so that the water wouldn't wash Kotzebue away, pretty much, the seawall was built to kind of keep it at bay. That's a really big problem in a lot of the rural villages by the water, and it's just like daily life. I just thought to myself, wow, everything is changing, and what's gonna happen next? And then after that, I decided I would do this project with Alaska Geographic. We went kayaking, and I made a good friend named Sophia. And after that, she called me and was like, "Caitlin, you have to join this group called AYA. We have meetings every other Tuesdays, and we're having one next week, so you have to show up." And I was like, "Okay, I can't say no." And with AYA now, I've made lots of friends, and we do projects with the environment and the 30-30 plan, reduce carbon emissions by 30% by the year 2030, and it's been really fun.
That was Caitlin from Alaska Youth for Environmental Action, and you're listening to In Other News. Here's DJ Q-Tip back with some music.
This is my personal favorite song, Arrows by Fences, featuring Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. And then we have Walking on a Dream by Empire of the Sun.
Just escape! My old man, he kicked me out, he kicked me out. When I told him that I live this way, I live this way, I live this way. He doesn't own me, he doesn't own me, he doesn't own me.
Just escape! It out, lace the boots and we walk away. I felt slightly connected to him and said, "Now boy, now you own me."
Doesn't sleep, so in truth he never wakes up. Another day rushed into his death at a breath on the treadmill of the famous. He makes mistakes, tells stories to his paintbrush, and when the world finally sees his art, he wishes that he never would have made it. Just escape, ricochets and he puts his faith. Living in a city with a grandbrother over your shoulders, and you're becoming suffocated by the weight. Can't hit those brakes. This is what you wanted, huh? But you got it all in vain, 'cause you forgot who you are. Right as the world, learn your name. It goes. My issues, ashtray is this asphalt, American spirit, black coffee, conversations and a passport. When God gives you everything, everything that you ever asked for, and it still looks a bit different than when you pictured it on that back porch. And I'm gone, world traveler, all I got is my songs. When the nights start blending into one another and I don't recall Tom Petty and the, all I want to do is free fall, yeah, free fall. And I'm so caught up, I'm caught up, I'm caught up, and I'm so tired. Swore that I wouldn't stare into the light, and guess who tried it? I'm blinded by this limelight, it's all night, it's all day. These bright lights, once you turn them on, you can't walk away. Don't die here, don't die here, I came too far, I'm too great, but I'm too scared, I'm too afraid to stare this world into its face. I'm almost home, I'm driving lost, my eyelids closed, light turns to gray, the camera's off, the show is over, you close the curtains and just escape.
Land, we're falling. Arrows, we're falling. Arrows, land, we're falling. Arrows, we're falling. Live this way, I 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 live this way.
Justice.
This is Alaska Teen Media's In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. You just heard Walking on a Dream by Empire of the Sun, and before that was Arrows by Fences featuring Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Now we have Gold by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, followed by Temple Dreaming by Fences.
Everything is gold, everything is equal. Posted on the porch, just chilling, me and my people. Eyelids closed, gold sun shines on. The world's coated in the gold Krylon, yeah. And these days, 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 they never run away. Gold tints, shades that block out that golden haze. Take all the gold from the pawn shop that lives behind the case. And give it away,
give it away, give it away.
When gold erupted from volcanoes in the heavens, and every shrine that existed in time melted. Tombs open, dookie ropes on the barrels. When everything is gold, who cares about the cats? They say the gold's the skin of the gods. You can't take the band-aid when you're gone. Tip over that kiosk in the mall as the sunset falls into tomorrow.
Today we're feeling like gold. 500,000 sold. Slick Rick gold. Rope on helico. And we stay fresh, so fresh, head to toe. Slug
of
faded 14 karat plated, so we're feeling like gold.
500,000 sold, slick Rick gold, rope on helico.
Today we're feeling like gold,
so fresh at the toes. Slug of faded 14 karat plated, so we're feeling like gold.
All right, now we open up that car door, hopped out. Hope they notice us throughout society. We've been locked in that cobra clutch. More gold bottles, gold bottles never sober up. Dip Jesus in gold, I trust. I solemnly swear to wear my cross and stuff. Separate myself by sticking out just because. That's how you illustrate power and who you're above. But nah, tonight we take it, giving it back. Crack open the vault, let everyone mob in the bank. Take whatever they want, we party and give thanks. I've been rocking gold chains since P was in a tank. You only live once, you only live once. Watch Rick Ross give his Jesus peace to a bum. Cause tonight, we ball, we coming up. Painting the glow gold, two-stepping on the sun.
Like gold, 500,000 sold. Slick Rick gold, rope on helico. And we stay fresh, so fresh, head to toe. Gold slug of faded 14 karat plated, so we're feeling like gold.
Coins, gold phone, gold car, cost at least 10 racks to get 16 gold bars. Gold rush, suck on my gold dust, under these gold trunks, that's two golden nuggets. Flying on the gold eagle, flyer than the rest of them. Pass the space needle, golden shower on pedestrians. Excuse me, that's my bad, that's my eagle, and he shouldn't have. My eagle got hair, that motherfucker got a mullet, bruh, and it's gold. Two girls, gold grass, lounging on the water, beating with gold sand. Sipping on Orangina, arms around them both hands. They're sipping old English right out of a gold can. Two girls, gold spandex, so pretty. Girl ain't even gold, she just got golden girl. I'm kidding. Everyone is gold in my city. You paint Betty White gold, even Betty White can get it. Get it, get it, get it.
Today we're feeling like gold. 500,000 sold, slick Rick gold. Stay fresh, so fresh, head to toes. Gold slugger faded 14 karat plated, so we're feeling like gold. 500,000 sold, slick Rick gold, rope on helico. And we stay fresh, so fresh, head to toes. Gold slugger faded 14 karat plated, so we're feeling like gold.
With me.
Such a temple, compromised and sinful, shaved head hangs down. See it in my eyes, girl. I know this body isn't my real home, but skin and bone. Pray with me by time. Dying knife down on your knees by the lakeside fire. She was such a temple. I was such a temple. She was such a temple.
You will see that you are not.
I was such a temple.
All right, that was Temple Dreaming by Fences, and before that was Gold by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. And I will be back in a few minutes with some more music.
Thanks, Q-Tip. Next up, at me, Chloe Chobol was lucky enough to catch up with the Threadbed Records musician Margie Perez, who plays jazz, pop, and New Orleans funk. Here's the interview.
Back in July, we had a house guest come and stay with us for a few days. She was a super cool musician from New Orleans, and she came to visit for a musical festival in McCarthy, Alaska. Her name is Margie Perez. And we were talking out on our deck about music and New Orleans, and then she told me the story about how she became a singer.
This was over 20 years ago, I was at an office party, and we had karaoke. And so my coworkers signed me up to do karaoke without my knowledge. They just kind of knew that I was the one. And so when they called my name, I was like, okay. And then when they told me that the song I was going to do was Like a Virgin by Madonna, I thought, okay, let's do this.
'Cause it came around to me, baby. Soon it's gonna come down on you.
There was a girl who I worked with who I didn't even know was in a band, and they were looking for a backup singer, and she said, hey, do you want to join our band, because you can sing? And so that's how I got into singing, was, you know, because of karaoke. Who knew?
And kind of Madonna.
Yeah exactly. I didn't really have any. I wasn't nervous, I guess, because it was fun. The first time that I sang was, and everybody was like, "Yeah, you're having a really good time doing this." And so, like, yeah, this is fun. When it had
enough, he packed my bag. So, Margie goes from being a travel agent to being in a band. She entered a whole new world of music. She learned how to do backup vocals and go to gigs. and do all the stuff that was part of being a singer.
And then when they started, when we started to get together for the rehearsals, you know, they were letting me write my background parts on these original songs. So it was really cool. It was like not only my first chance to sing in front of an audience with a live band, but to also, you know, to work out my creativity.
Then Margie joined another band, a world music band.
And they would go to Jazz Fest every year in New Orleans. And they were like, you have to come with us. You've never been to Jazz Fest, you have to come. And I went, and I was just blown away by just all that live music that was being performed. And I just got swept up in it, and I started writing my first song. The first song that I ever wrote, I was on the airplane coming back from Jazz Fest, and I had all this New Orleans music in my head, and the song just kind of came out, and I started singing it to people thinking that it was something that I heard down there. And they're like, no, I think you wrote this one. So that's how it all started. And it's a song called Ooh Baby La La, which I still do. This is, 20 years later. And it's just a fun little song, and it's about New Orleans, and it's my little calling card.
She learned a lot of lessons along the way.
Like, I didn't know that it was a 12-bar blues song until I tried to teach it to somebody. And they said, oh, it's just a 12-bar blues. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, I didn't even know what that was. And then, you know, now I'm like, okay, like practically every song I've been writing, I wrote after a while was 12-bar blues, and I said, well, let me change this a little bit.
12-bar blues is this musical formula with a specific pattern. So when musicians are jamming together, they know what chords to play and how long to play them.
I like the 12-bar blues, you know.
It's a good formula.
Yeah.
With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Chloe Chobel.
Okay, and then what was the name of that song again?
It's called Ooh Baby La La.
Ooh Baby La La. So I was wondering, do you think you could sing it?
Sure, yeah. I'll sing you a verse and the chorus. Okay. My baby, he got the notion that he don't got my devotion. So he took all his dinero and went to Marie Laveau. Oh, she said, you get that mojo working. He'll say, ooh, baby, la, la, la.
Thanks, Chloe. If you're in New Orleans in March, Margie will be playing on the Congo Square New Rhythm Festival. Now our own DJ, Q-Tip, is back with more jams.
Up next is I Can Talk by Two Door Cinema Club. And then we have 10,000 Hours by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
common view. I guess it's lost on you.
God decides to talk through them. If the people decide to walk with them, regardless of pitchfork, cosigns, I'll jump. Make sure the sound man doesn't block the drums. Let the snare knock the air right out of your lungs. And those words be the oxygen. Just breathe, amen. Regardless, I'ma say it. Felt like I got signed the day that I got an agent. Got an iTunes check, man, I'm parent. About damn time that I got out of my basement. About damn time I got around the country and I hit these stages. I was made to slay them. 10,000 hours, I'm so damn close, I can taste it. Also Malcolm Gladwell, David Bowie meets Kanye. This is dedication. A life lived for art has never a life wasted. 10,000. 10,000. The TV told me something different, I didn't believe it. I stand here in front of you today, all because of an idea. I could be who I wanted if I could see my potential, and I know that one day I'ma be him. Put the gloves on, sparring with my ego. Everyone's greatest obstacle, I beat him. Celebrate that achievement, got some attachments and baggage I'm actually working on leaving. See, I observed Escher, I love Basquiat, I watched Keith Haring. You see, I study art. The greats weren't great because at birth they could paint. The greats were great because they paint a lot. I will not be a statistic, just let me be. No child left behind, that's the American scheme. I make my living off of words and do what I love for work. And got around 980 on my SATs. Take that system, what you expect? Generation of kids choosing love over a desk. You put those hours in and look at what you get. Nothing that you can hold, but everything that it is. 10,000. 10,000. Day, same struggle, slow motion as time slips through my knuckles. Nothing beautiful about it, no light at the tunnel. But the people that put their passion before them being comfortable. Raw, unmedicated heart, no substitute. Banging on tabletops, no substitute. I'm feeling better than ever, man, what is up with you? Scraping my knuckles and battling with some drug abuse. I lost another friend, got another call from a sister. And I speak for the people that share that struggle too. Like they got something bruised, my only rehabilitation was the sweat, tears, and blood went up in the booth. It's the part of the show where it all fades away. When the lights go to black and the band leaves the stage. And you wanted an encore, but there's no encore today. Cause the moment is now, can't get it back from the grave. Part of the show
It all fades away. Lights go to black. Band leaves the stage. We wanted an encore, but there's no encore today. Cause the moment is now. Can't get it back from the grave. Welcome to the heist.
This is Alaska Teen Media's In Other News on KNBA 90.3 FM Anchorage. You just heard 10,000 Hours by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, and before that was I Can Talk by Two Door Cinema Club. Lastly today, we have Dogs at the Table by Fences.
You put it in writing. I confess that I love you more than the dogs at the table. That I love you more than the dogs at the table. And in the night, you know they cry for you. And in the in the corner and you're shaking from the lightning. I confess that I love you more than the dogs at the table. That I love you more than the dogs at the table. And in the night, you know they cry for you. And in the dog in the corner, you never knew, cause I never told you, howling for you, like a dog in the corner.
At the Table by Fences, and that's it for music today.
Thanks, Q-Tip. Here's Haley Nicely with some events happening around the city.
So there's this thing here in Anchorage. It's called a Rendezvous. It's a festival that starts on Friday, February 26th and runs through Sunday, March 6th. This festival takes over the city of Anchorage with events during the day and the evening. If you go, you can hop on a carnival ride, watch fireworks, and even go sled dog mushing. There is this famous fur auction, miners and trappers ball, and even running of the reindeer. There is something fun for everyone. All events and locations can be found at fronde.net. This next event is for all you ladies and gentlemen who like boats. Well, you're in luck, because March 3rd through March 6th at the Sullivan Arena, there is a boat show. The show hours are Thursday, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. More at AnchorageBoatShow.com. Beartooth Theater Pub is showcasing some Alaska public media films on March 31st at 5:30 p.m. They are playing an original video series called Indie Alaska. The video shows lifestyle of everyday Alaskans at work and at play. Finally, Media Club is back. Youth ages 12 to 18 can join Alaska Teen Media Institute at the Teen Underground in Lusac Library from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. It's a place to learn, create, and collaborate. More at alaskateenmedia.org. With Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Haley Nicely.
Thanks, Haley. I know at 6:30 p.m. you can check out the Fur Ronde Blanket Toss on 4th Avenue and C Street. DJ Q-Tip, do you want to help me close out the show?
Yeah. We'd like to thank all of you for listening. Big thanks to Spirit of Youth, United Way of Anchorage, and Rasmussen Foundation.
Also, big thanks to @me Chloe Chobal, Connor Crowley, Quinn White, DJ Q-Tip, and Caitlin, and Kirsten from Alaska Youth Environmental Action for contributing their stories.
If you would like to share stories or make a great radio as well, join @me. Find us online and listen to past stories at alaskateenmedia.org.
Tune into the next broadcast of In Other News on Saturday, March 26th at 4 p.m. right here on KNBA 90.3 FM. I'm Denovic Fronteris.
I'm DJ Q-Tip. We'll leave you with an original tune by @me's very own Connor Crowley. He produced this song for our In Other News Kickstarter campaign. You can find this song and several others on our website, alaskateenmedia.org. Bye!
Well, I'm heading down Fireweed Road one night. I got my rain boots and my Walkman. Wedding cake chapel behind me. I see a moose, but I keep walking. The fireworks on the Sears Mall light up the entire sky. Oh, wait. It's just the sun still shining even though it's past midnight. Anchorage, oh Anchorage, home of the bizarre. Anchorage, oh Anchorage, love you with all my heart. Anchorage, oh Anchorage, largest in AK. Anchorage, oh Anchorage, I guess I'll stay another day. One, two, three, four, too many to keep track. You're gonna have a real busy day if you're trying to count Subaru Outbacks. Instead, maybe spend your time doing something more productive, like looking out over the mountains, making sure none of them erupting. Anchorage, oh Anchorage, home of the bizarre. Anchorage, oh Anchorage, I love you with all my heart. Anchorage, oh Anchorage, oh, 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 oh. And Anchorage, oh Anchorage, where'd all that snow go? No, yeah, we got our delicacies, we got Kalates, tons of ice cream. We'd spend most of the year building up some blubber, cause we really only got 2 months of summer. Oh, yeah. Oh, Anchorage, my home. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, Anchorage, Anchorage. Anchorage, oh, Anchorage, home of the bizarre. My heart. Anchorage, oh Anchorage, largest in AK. And Anchorage, oh Anchorage, I guess I'll stay another day. Anchorage.